of personal privilege, a point of personal privilege, if I may here. I want to eliminate the term manifesto going forward, all right? It's getting overused. It's getting killed, all right? No pun intended, but it's getting overused. So let's just skip that going forward. I want to read to you some statistics. I'm talking about energy here for a moment. Renewable energy you hear a lot about, right? You hear it all the time, renewable energy, primarily being solar and wind, right? Solar and wind turbines. Here's a little statistic you may have never heard before. It was news to me. This comes to me from an article in the Wall Street Journal, which I consider to be accurate. Building one wind turbine requires 900 tons of steel, 2,500 tons of concrete, and 45 tons of plastic. And where does plastic come from, boys and girls? It comes from petroleum products, which are fossil fuels. Dan Kish here, the Senior Vice President at the Institute for Energy Research. Dan, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
I'm shocked of 45 tons of plastic per wind turbine.
Well, I don't know where we're going to get it because they're taking away our plastic straws. I live in Washington, D.C., and we can't get plastic straws anymore here. So,
there is a lot of plastic pollution in the world. I can agree with that. And you can find a floating chunk of trash the size of Texas in the Pacific Ocean. And I consider garbage, plastic, whatever it may be, garbage being plastic, wood, metal, glass at all, is a bigger existential threat to our well-being and to the well-being of other species on the planet than global warming will ever be. That's my crazy take on the world. When I see whales that starve to death because they have single-use bags crammed in their throat and they can't swallow and eat, when you've got microplastic beads at the bottom of the ocean that are screwing up the ecosystem and the food chain, that's of concern to me. I hunt, I fish. That part I can identify with, Dan. Yep. So I say clean up after yourselves. Make sure your garbage is taken care of. But when you look at places like India and Brazil and China, they're filthy, and a lot of that garbage comes from those places. Your thought?
Well, that's right. As a matter of fact, a study a few years ago showed that 95% of the plastics in the ocean do not come from the United States, Canada, Japan, and the OECD countries generally, which is Europe. So in other words, in the developed part of the world, we supply less than 5% of that combined, even though our economies are enormous. And the rest of it comes from places where they're just getting off the ground economically, and they see this as waste. I mean, what we do here is we recycle a lot of this. We make it into those fluffy blankets that we all like and fleece things and make it into other bottles.
Hold on, Dan.
Cleaning up.
Fluffy fleece things. Okay, I just want to know, you love fluffy fleece things, Dan. I mean, and all this time that we've talked, we've known each other. It's a revelation to me here on a Friday.
You got me.
All right. Dan loves, note to self, fluffy fleece things for Dan for Christmas. Check on the list here. All right, but in all seriousness, you're right about the way that pollution occurs, and the problem with the Green New Deal is that it tries to exact punishment on America. We are the cleanest, greenest, industrialized nation in the world, period. Nobody does more to clean up the rivers, the soil, the air, everything. We are focused and have been for my entire life on making sure we do a better job of cleaning up after ourselves than we ever have, and every year we get a bit cleaner. True or false?
It's true. It's true. And the data show that. Unfortunately, that's not what we're taught in school. That's not what we're told by the media. That's not what the numbers are just incredible in terms of that. And yet, you know, the as reward for that, what we're told is that we have to start contemplating things like $13 gasoline in order to make things work, according to the Green New Deal.
And to think Barack Obama only wanted it to be $10 a gallon, a kind of a bargain by comparison. But go on.
Yeah. Well, it's an inflation, and that's the result of a new study looking at the actual cost of what it would take to convert to the sorts of carbon dioxide emissions that we're talking about, that there would have to be a $10 assessment tax on a gallon of gasoline on top of the basically $3 that we're currently paying.
You know, Dan, so, this brings me to a point.
Think about that next time you fill up.
Well, here's the other thing that I want to say right now. I mean, you look at high-tax states like California. Michigan, the governor here proposing a 45-cent gas tax increase to pay for roads and so forth, on top of everything that's already there. Remember the companies that create the gasoline, that take all of the risk, that take all of the liability, make less than 5 cents a gallon, but government entities make collectively $1, $1.25, $1.40, depending on what state you're in, because you take state, local, federal taxes, use taxes, sales taxes, and you pile it all in there. Gasoline is great for government. It's a lot better for government than it is for the people that actually make the product.
You're absolutely right. I mean, this is so much of this, Steve. The amazing thing about this is you think that in a modern society in which information is so available, and which all you have to do is reach out and do a little click on Google, that people would be aware of this, that reporters would be aware of this, that editorial boards would be aware of this, but they're not. And either they're not, or they simply don't want to tell that story because it doesn't follow the agenda. And you're absolutely correct. You go out there, you spend tens of millions of dollars developing an oil field that produces a lot, but it ultimately gives you, like you say, a very small amount of the take, and the government's take is significantly higher, and they're wanting more and more and more. We all want better roads, Lord knows, but the question is, okay, are they using it for roads, or are they using it for something else? Are they using it for art alongside the roads? Do we need that?
Well, you might. You might need a reflective moment, you know, to see a statue of the David, you know, made out of plastic or something that came from petroleum product. You don't dismiss that fluffy lover, you know. I'm telling you, Dan. I'm having
some
fun here.
You're right. There are times. But
find your soft
spot. I like to look around and.
But here's my question. We only got about 10
God
seconds
gave
here.
Us, you know.
Yeah, we only got about 10 seconds here. But I mean, the question: yes or no question? Could government even survive without the horrendous amounts of taxes on gasoline? I think no. What do you think? No. I mean, they get billions, tens of billions of dollars from gasoline taxes. Governments would shrivel up and die.
Yeah, you only hurt the one you love.
Yeah, that's right. Dan Kish, you know, cuddle up this weekend, my friend. Have a great
Steve,
weekend.
You let my secret out.
There you go. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council. Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.